Hey everyone, I'm going to try this again. This is going to be part two of Blind Quest, The Frost Demon. Now, someone gave me quite an important piece of information yesterday. To block the heavy attacks in the middle, you hit the up arrow. That makes things significantly easier. So basically, the way that the combat system works, just so that I can explain it, the standard attacks are higher pitched and they're faster. And you block them the same way that you do in Hellhunter and the original Blind Quest. So if you hear it in if you hear it in the middle, you hit the down arrow. If you hear it on your left side, you hit the right arrow. And if you hear it on the right side, you hit the left arrow. The heavy attacks aren't as fast, and the pitch is lower, and you have to hit them on the side that they come from. So if you hear it on the left, you hit the left arrow, the right, you hit the right arrow, and the middle, you hit the up arrow, not the down arrow. Now, I was under the impression that you hit the down arrow, which is why I was failing. So let's go ahead and load this.
Documents, items, BGT, Blind Quest to the Frost Demon PC, Blind Quest to the Frost Demon.exe.
Right, so let's go ahead and load
Blind
this
quest
here.
Blind Quest to the Frost Demon.
And
welcome to Blind Quest.
I will load the game here.
You have reached Knave.
Right, so here we are. I don't think there's anything majorly here.
To the Eastern Hidden Chapel.
Actually, let's go here first.
You have reached Eastern to the Knave walls. They are built with rough.
Yeah, I think I've already been here.
To the Knave.
Let's go here.
You have to the entrance of to the apse.
Let's go here.
The five-sided apse has a cross vault where chains hang down with cages on the end. A skeleton in every cage.
Right.
Every side of the apse is decorated with frescoes representing the deeds of Morhem, except one with a metal door.
So this is the door that's locked?
Locked. Metal door is locked. No way to get inside without a key. Rusted cage. A skeleton.
Right in there.
Small. A skeleton.
There.
Cage. Two.
There.
Frescoes. Three
And let's fight this monster.
Dead monk. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack! Four. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Zero. Damage suffered.
The problem
attack
with this system.
Four.
Damage
done.
It just takes forever.
Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Four. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
Now, I've been told, and I'll show you
the
this in a
second. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Okay. Up arrow to block that. Right arrow.
Zero. Damage suffered.
And
attack. Victory!
See, so
Nathan gets gold. Five. Nathan gains experience points. 400. Press control.
There we go.
To the Abbot Sepulchre. To Northern Hidden Chapel. To the Knave. Frescoes. Three frescoes depict a battle.
There's the fresco.
Cage with a couple of skeletons. To the Knave. To Northern Hidden Chapel. Even if a bit of light entered from the crack in the top of the lateral wall, the room is dark enough that it will not reveal the deteriorated frescoes, decorating the rusted metal altar. A decomposed dead body hangs from the ceiling by chains. You have reached Northern Chapel.
All right, so I don't think I've been here before. Thing I wanted to show you, though, is apparently if you go to your inventory, or I'll show you the pause menu, too. So if I hit the space bar, and I do apologize for the background. I have to excuse that. So if I hit the space bar...
You opened the menu page. Nathan has 45 life points. 25 gold. Nathan reached level 2. Press the I key to open the inventory page. Press backspace to go back to the map.
So as you can
press the escape key to go back to the menu page.
As you can tell, it gives you lots of useful information here. If I hit I...
You opened the inventory page. You selected 4 healing potion. 1 crucifix. This crucifix belongs to a now forgotten cult. Only a few madmen now pray to Morhem to bring chaos back to the world.
Now, I've been told if you hit enter on this, it will choose it as a weapon. It doesn't say anything, but I guess it works. If you enter or the space bar, it chooses it, and that means that it should do more damage. Let me move the microphone. There we go.
You opened the menu.
So hit backspace.
You're back in the map.
And backspace.
Northern Chapel.
So if I tab.
Something shiny. It's a healing potion.
Yep.
Pile of spikes. These were used for some inhuman ritual of the Morhem monks.
I may have already shown this off.
Dead body. He was killed by 6 spikes stuck in the body at a regular distance, the one from the other. Pile of frescoes. These deteriorated frescoes seem to depict a ritual, but it's too dark to see them clearly.
Right.
Metal altar. This rusted altar is covered with dried blood. There are some coins on it, splattered with blood.
Yeah, I think I've already shown this.
Walls. The walls seem to tighten in this area of the abbey. The air is full of dust.
So...
To the apse.
Right, that takes me back there.
Dead body. To the apse.
So, the only place to go...
You have reached... To the Abbot Sepulchre.
Is to
Western
the,
Hidden Chapel.
Yep, to the Abbot's room, where we'll fight the boss. He's a boss, he has something for us. And then, we'll see where we go from there. So here we go.
An empty marble sepulchre with a stone lid moved to the side, with a tall stone statue of Morhem behind it. Some gold sparkles in the darkness of the room, filled with something like the smell of incense, but disgusting. You have reached Abbot Sepulchre, Western Hidden Chapel.
Did he say Hidden Chapel? That might have been a typo.
Clay Amphora.
I think I've already been through here, but...
An abandoned amphora. It smells of wine. Treasure. Some golden coins are scattered on the floor. Empty sepulchre. The sepulchre is open. The dead inside it now lurking in the shadows. Ready to attack.
Sorry about that. My nose is driving me crazy.
Stone lid. Some marks on the stone lid show that it was opened from the inside.
Opened from the inside. Gee, and look at that. I think we know who did that.
Statue of Morhem. The statue of Morhem depicts him standing triumphant over the corpse of the goddess Awena, who protects the island and nature. The statue of the demon holds a flame in his right hand.
Right.
The battle begins. Undead abbot Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Four. Damage suffered. Attack. Four. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered.
See,
attack.
It's easy.
Four. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Four. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Four. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Four. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
I really hope these messages go away after this area, because it just takes up time.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Victory.
There we go.
Nathan gets gold. 25. Nathan gains experience points. 1,000. Nathan gets Alter key. Press control to...
All right, just got the key.
To the apt. Statue of... To the apps. You have reached locked metal door.
Now I should be able to open this door.
Nathan uses the alter key to open the metal door. Beyond the door, there are thick shadows.
And...
To the altar.
Here we go.
A stone staircase climbs to the altar, held up by four granite pillars. On it, a brazier with a burning gem. The fire of Morhem. A broken rose window in the back wall shows a slice of sky. You have reached altar. Fire altar. Rose window. Reliquary. Molded wall. Puddle. To the apse, fire altar. On the altar is placed a brazier. Inside it, there's a burning gem. The fire of Morhem. Nathan takes the gem. It's hot, but not enough to burn his hand.
Alright.
Rose window. The sunlight doesn't seem to penetrate this strange window. Reliquary. It is decorated with a symbol of the moon. It seems impossible to open. Molded wall. The wall is covered by a strange red mold. It smells like tobacco.
Strange.
Puddle. A puddle of putrid water. To the apse. You opened... One. Crucifix. One. Fire of Morhem. A beautiful red gem. It looks like a flame. It's very hot.
I wonder if this can be used as a weapon. So if I hit enter on it, or the space bar. Oh, and we have...
One crucifix. One nothing.
Oh, I guess the key isn't there anymore.
You open your back puddle to the app. Altar. You have reached to the altar. To the abbot sepulcher. To Northern Hidden Chapel. to the nave.
Let's go here.
You have reached to the eastern, to the entrance of Moreham Abbey. You have reached entrance to the square.
All right, let's get out of here.
You have reached shop, ivy, merchant, herds, goods, to the royal palace entrance, to the crossroad, to the port.
Right, where's the saving point?
You have docked, captain, to the cross, to the square.
Fisherman.
To the square.
Let's go here.
You have to the entrance, to the port, to the crossroad temple. You have saving point. You saved the game.
All right, good. So I saved the game. I never have to do that again. Now.
Bolts. Heavy bolts of dark iron decorate the massive door of the Willow Gateway.
Right, hang on a second. Wait, okay.
Milestones of the four roads. North, Town Square. East, Willow Fields. South, Red Cave. Upper West, Living Forest. Lower West, Desert of the Shadows.
Yep, we have choices.
Niche. In a niche of the Willow Gateway lies a healing potion.
Yeah, let's take that.
Strange herbs. Some rite done by a witch to disperse some evil eye.
So.
Sack. It's full of manure. Big ice. It is huge, and it blocks the road to the desert.
Well, we can't go there.
Floating stones. Nathan approaches the floating stones. After a deep breath, he blows into the flute, which begins to vibrate. If Nathan does the same with the other portal, he could quickly travel through it.
The other portal?
To the tree line. Floating stones. Nathan approaches the floating to the tree line of the willow fields. To the square. To the entrance of the Red Cave. Saving. You saved the game.
Let's go to the cave. Well.
To the entrance of the Red Cave.
Yeah, let's go to the cave first.
The beginning of the cave is large and low, rich with stalactites and stalagmites of glowing red limestone, which illuminate the environment but make it hard to move among them. Gravel and pebbles creak under the feet. You have reached entrance of the Red Cave.
Alright.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Save the game.
Glowing stalagmite. Like many others, it helps to illuminate the environment. Ashes. Something has burned down here. Only ashes remain. Among them there is something white. A skull! They are the ashes of a burnt body! Little creature.
Uh-oh.
It looks like a small red lizard without eyes. Ah! It spits a small fireball, hitting Nathan.
Okay.
Sparkling stalactite. It's made of a translucent material, almost like glass. There is something inside. Nathan breaks it and finds a gem. Its worth is 100 gold coins.
Sweet.
You opened the one crucifix. One fire. Nothing. You opened the menu page. You're back. You opened the menu page. Nathan has 35 life points. 210 gold. You're back.
Look at all that money.
Half entrance of the red sparkling half skeleton. To the molded cave. To the stalagmite's cave. To the crossroad temple. To saving point. You saved the game. To the mold half skeleton. The upper part of a human skeleton. The way it is broken, it looks like it was eaten by giant jaws. Sparkling, a broken crystal stalactite.
Alright.
Passed to the molded cave.
We have this area.
To the stalagmite's cave.
Let's go.
To the molded cave. Strangely, even in this scorching environment, The mold covers all the walls of this high-ceilinged cave, and there are pools of red liquid. You have reached Molded Cave.
Okay, there's some weird ambience here.
Small pool. Nathan can clearly see the bottom. There are some fossils on it.
Okay.
Central pool. The water is clear and still. There is a healing potion underwater. The water is clear and still.
Got the healing potion.
Large pool. The water boils and smells of rotten eggs. Narrow pool. Nathan can clearly see the bottom. There are some fossils on it. Mold. It grows well here. To the cracked cave. To the dark cave. To the entrance of the red cave. Small pool. To the entrance of the red cave.
Let's go back.
You have to the crossroad. To the stalagmites. The cave is dominated by a dozen massive stalagmites that rise like teeth in a giant's mouth. They spew fire like a furnace, and a vast abyss opens at their base. You have reached Stalagmite's Cave. Flaming Dragon.
Uh-oh.
The Flaming Dragon is sleeping. Nathan realizes that it is very dangerous. If he interacts with him again, it will be to attack him. Stalagmites spewing fire. A massive formation of stalagmites rise like the teeth of a giant mouth. They spew fire like a furnace. Big brown mass. It looks like a big stone, but it has a strange smell. Nathan touches it and... damn! It is a massive dragon poop.
Duh! Yep.
It looks like a big stone, but it...
yep.
Small stone.
Dragon poop.
Indeed, it is a small stone. Like the perfect normal stone. To the entrance of the battle begins. Flaming dragon.
All right.
Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
Hey, what?
That is the end of... press the left arrow to load the lap. You have reached to the crossroad. To the stalagmites to the molded cave. To the... the cave is dominated by a dozen massive stalagmites that rise like teeth in a giant's mouth. They spew fire like a furnace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The vast abyss opens at their base.
I know.
You have... to the end... small stone... indeed. Big brown mass. It looks like stalagmites spew a massive abyss. It is big enough to swallow the Ivy Royal Palace and totally dark. Nathan throws a stone into it. No sound comes. The abyss is really deep. Stalagmites spew a bit flaming. To the end, flaming, the flaming dragon is
there. We go, guys.
Begins. Flaming dragon.
All right.
Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
What the hell?
That is the end of... press the left arrow to... you have reached to the crossroad. To the stalagmite. The cave is dominated by a dozen massive stalagmites that rise like teeth in a giant's mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They spew fire like a furnace.
I think you're timed.
A vast abyss opens at their base. You... flaming dragon. The flaming... it is big enough to swap. The battle begins. Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
The hell?
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the... You have reached to the crossroad. To the stalagmite. The cave is dominated by a dozen massive stalagmites that rise like teeth in a giant...
Yeah, I know. Shut up.
They spew fire like a furnace.
The hell?
The vast abyss opens at their base. You have... To the entrance of the red cave. You have... Saving... You sit... To the crossroad. To the stalagmite's cave.
Alright, so...
The flaming... It is big enough. It is...
It's the abyss.
The battle begins. Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Oh crap. I forgot about that.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load... You have... To the stalagmite's cave. You have... Flaming... The flaming dragon. The battle begins.
Come on.
Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
These battle sequences are dumb.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Is defeated.
I hit the down.
That is the end of... Press the left.
You're telling me I have to be like really precise?
To the cross. To the stalagmite's cave. You have flaming the flame. The battle begins.
Alright.
Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
Come on.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Oh, crap. I hit the down arrow, not the up arrow.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load. You have... To the stalagmite's cave. You have... Flaming... To the entrance. The flaming... The battle begins.
Come on.
Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
Yeah. Shut up. I don't need to hear all this shit.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated. That is the end of... Press the left.
You're telling me I have to hit the key as soon as I hear
entrance
the...
of the... To the cross saving point. To the stalagmite's cave. You have... The flaming... It is... The battle begins. Flaming dragon.
Piece of
enemies
shit.
Fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. Three. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself.
Nathan is I hit the up arrow, not the down arrow.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the lock. You have reached to the crossroads. Saving point.
The hell designed this?
To the stalagmite's cave. You have reached... Flaming... The flaming...
Okay, can we do this? Please.
The battle begins. Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack.
Yes, I know!
Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
Why are you telling me this every single time? Just...
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself! Nathan is defeated.
Oh, really?
That
hit
is
the up arrow.
Press the left arrow to load the...
I thought it was in the middle.
To the saving point. To the stalagmite's cave.
I don't like this combat
you
system.
Flame to the end. Flame the flaming...
Come on.
The battle begins. Flaming dragon.
You just have to be really fast.
Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
Come on.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is...
I dodged it. What the hell?
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the last. You have reached to the cross... To the stalagmite's cave. You have reached flaming to the end. Flaming. The flaming dragon is sleeping.
Yeah.
The battle.
Get this over with. Come on.
Flaming.
Why the hell is
dragon.
It so time
Enemies
dependent?
Fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
This is not balanced either. Starting to
the
piss me off.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is defeated.
Piece of shit.
That is the end of... Press the left arrow.
That is the end of that? Yeah, it's almost the end of...
To the cross. To the stalagmite's cave.
Yeah, and this is almost the end of me playing this stupid game. Again.
Reached. Stalag... Flaming dragon. The flame... The battle begins. Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself! 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself!
Oh, god damn it!
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the... You have reached to the stalagmite's cave. You flame to the end. Flame the flaming...
Yeah, come on.
The battle begins.
I hit the wrong button.
Flaming dragon.
That was my fault.
Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements.
It's just boring. I don't like this combat system.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 3.
Are we almost done?
Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Nathan is...
Oh, for fuck's sake!
That is the end of... Press the left arrow to load the last saved game. Press the right arrow to go back to the... You have reached to the crop saving point. To the stalagmite's cave. You have reached... Flaming to the end... Flame... The flame... The battle begins. Flaming dragon. Enemies fast attack. Enemies heavy attack. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered.
Let's try.
Attack. 4. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 2. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
Yeah. It's a 5 combo thing. Come on, get through it.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. Zero. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 3.
If I can not hit the wrong button, I'll be okay.
Study enemy movements. The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 3. Damage done. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack! 3.
Damage done.
Study enemy movements.
It's definitely another boss.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. 3. Damage done. Defend yourself.
Ooh, I almost screwed that up.
0.
I almost screwed that up.
Attack. 3. Damage done. Study enemy movements.
Come on.
The enemy's combo starts. Defend yourself. 0. Damage suffered. Attack. Victory.
Thank you.
Nathan gets gold. 50. Nathan gains experience points. 2,000. Nathan increases his experience level. Nathan gets dragon heart. Dragon scales. Press with a powerful attack, Nathan plants his blade in the dragon's chest. Flames and an incandescent liquid similar to cast iron comes out from the beast's wound. The dragon erupts in a powerful roar as it dies. Nathan wins. A door unlocks in the distance.
Okay.
Dead flaming dragon. To the magma cave. To the entrance of... Dead flaming dragon. The dragon lies dead. Its scales reflect the light of the glowing stalagmites. To the magma cave. The cave walls are covered by magma flows coming from the top, hidden by deadly vapors. In the middle, there is a red crystal pyramid, surrounded by stalagmites shaped like dragons in reverence of the pyro gem. You have reached magma cave. Red crystal pyramid. It pulses like a heart. First dragon stalagmite. The stalagmite has a small loculus. It's empty. Second dragon stalagmite. The stalagmite has a small loculus. There's some gold in it.
Okay.
Third dragon stalagmite. The stalagmite has a small loculus. The pyro gem is in it. The stalagmite has a small loculus. It's empty. Fifth dragon... Fourth... The stalagmite has a small loculus. It's empty. Fifth, the stalagmite has a small oculus. There's a healing potion in it. To the stalagmite's cave. Black crystal pyramid. First drag. Black, silent and cold like a dead body.
That's right.
To the stalagmite's cave. You have reached dead flaming dragon. To the magma cave. To the entrance of the red cave.
Okay.
You have reached saving. You saved the game.
Let's take a look at some stuff here.
You opened 1. Crucifix. 1. Fire of Morhem. 1. Dragon heart. The still beating heart of a dragon. Legends say that it pumped fire and not blood. 1. Dragon scales. Dragon scales lose their luster over time. The older a dragon is, the more pale its scales are. 1. Pyro gem. A red, star-shaped gem. Very bright.
Is this another weapon? First, if I hit enter?
Nothing.
Maybe not.
You open your back. To the save. You saved the game.
All right, let's go
to the crossroad. To the stalagmite's cave.
Let's go
to the molded cave. Strangely, even in this scorching environment, the mold covers all the walls of this high-ceilinged cave, and there are pools of red liquid.
Yeah. I've been here.
You have small pool. Nathan can clearly see the bottom. There are some fossils on it. Central. The water is clear and still. There is a healing potion underwater.
I thought I already grabbed this stuff, but it's okay.
Large. The water boils and smells of...
Yeah.
Narrow. Nathan can clearly see... Mold. It grows well. To the cracked cave. To the dark cave. The environment is completely dark. Illuminated only by a glowing red magma puddle... revealing strange alcoves and niches in the nearby wall. You have reached Crystal Alcove. It glistens in the dark. It's empty. Rock Alcove. It's empty. Limestone Niche. It's empty. Covered in fossils.
Empty?
Marble Niche. There's a healing potion in it. Limestone Alcove. It's empty. To the molded crystal. To the molded cave. You have reached. To the entrance. To the dark. To the crack. The cave is shaped like a narrow, broken-lined corridor. Like a giant crack in the mountain. On the floor, there are large limestones of different colors and shaped like dragon mouths. You have reached. Cracked cave. Red limestone. There's a fossil on it. White limestone. There's nothing in it. Purple limestone. There's a healing potion in it.
Yeah, so this is pretty much a treasure hunt after you kill the dragon.
Gray limestone. There's nothing in it. Cracked marble rock. There are coins in it. There's nothing in it. To the molded red light. To the molded cave.
That's definitely a treasure hunt.
To the entrance of the red cave. You have reached to the crossroad temple. Save it. You saved the game.
Alright, let's get out of here.
To the crossroad temple. You have reached crossroad temple. Saving. You saved the game.
Alright, so...
to the entrance. To the square. To the tree line of the willow floating stones. Big ice. Float to the tree line of the willow fields.
Well, I guess we'll go to the fields next. I will record that. For now, though...
During the fight, when the enemy attacks, he starts a combo. At the start of the enemy's turn, you will have summoned... The wide lowland is covered with snow.
Oh, crap, I don't want to do it.
The tree line is a large and dark stripe of weeping willows with their snowy top. You have reached tree line of the willow fields.
Well,
saving point. You saved the game.
Let's go ahead and save the game here at the tree line, and I will start a new part and continue this recording. Let me see if I can...
Start window. Blind quest. Audacity. Audacity. Track.
There we go. Yeah, so I will be back to continue.